free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Thursday, November 15th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. We have the border breaking, we have Brexit breaking, and we have breaking news about Michael Avenatti. Yes, he was arrested yesterday. I don't know if he's out of jail yet or not, but he proclaims his innocence by saying, "She hit me first." This is what feminism has given us. She hit me first. I'm entitled to hit her back. I mean, remember when I was talking about the transgender stuff, this one lady who was a mixed martial arts fighter fought a transgender guy. And he identified as a woman for the purpose of winning the fight. And she said, I've fought a lot of women in my life. I've never been hit so hard as I was with that guy. And I don't know if she's the, I don't think she's the one that Michael Avenatti picked on. But also coming up, we have President Trump in a bipartisan move is looking at prison reform. And it may be a great timing for Michael Avenatti. He might really need that because he is now charged with felony in this particular incident. But isn't that amazing? She hit me first. She hit me first. Now, why would we think that this guy would be above doing something like that, right? Especially after his public mugging of Brett Kavanaugh. And he is now confident that he'll be exonerated, just as he was confident in the testimony of his perjured witness as he came after Brett Kavanaugh. Let's talk a little bit about the criminal justice bill. President Trump has released that. He's flanked by a lot of bipartisan support at the White House. It's called the First Step Act. It's a bill that includes major reforms to the federal prison system, as well as four relatively modest provisions that would reduce some of the harshest mandatory minimum sentencing laws in the U.S. Code, reports Reason Magazine. What they're trying to do is to undo some of the insanity that has ruled for about 30-some-odd years in the Reagan administration. And Ed Meese, the Hang'em High Attorney General that Ronald Reagan had. You could almost excuse it in the early days, because, you know, the war on drugs was only about 15 years old and it had failed. We've now had another 30 years of experience with this, and we know that it hasn't done anything other than fill up our prisons, in many cases, giving life sentences to people who never were violent and letting violent offenders out. That was especially true when it first began. They couldn't build prisons quickly enough. And so they were letting out violent offenders to lock up people for a minimum sentence. It's one of the reasons why you have judges. You have juries so that they can judge not only the facts of the case, but also whether or not they agree with the law. A fully informed jury would do that. Fully informed juries were the leading edge of the end of alcohol prohibition. They said, we're not going to lock up people for selling alcohol, because they weren't going after the end user during alcohol prohibition, even. They said, you know, we got these guys out here in the woods, they've got a moonshine still, and they're making alcohol. I'm not going to lock them up for that. But now we go after the users. And we go after people who are nonviolent users, just based on the quantity of what they might be growing in their closet. And we lock them up for a decade. That's why we have more people in prison than any other society in history. We have more people in prison than the Chinese communists do. And we have certainly a much greater percentage. I'm talking about the absolute number of people. It is a crime what we are doing in the name of the war on drugs. And this is a brilliant first move by President Trump. He needs to call off the DEA and the DOJ. And his attorney general is just the guy to do it. He agrees with the 10th Amendment, unlike Jeff Sessions. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Thursday, November 15th, 2018. I'm David Knight. As I was just saying at the top of the hour, TMZ reported last night exclusively that Michael Avenatti was arrested for felony domestic violence. Now, initially, they reported that they thought it was his wife, and they found out that it wasn't. It was a different woman. Then they had another update saying law enforcement sources told them that the LAPD has obtained an emergency protective order, nevertheless, protecting this woman from Michael Avenatti. And then finally, we have his statement. He says, "I've never struck a woman. I will never strike a woman." He added he's confident and looking forward to the investigation, confident that he will be fully exonerated. Just like his witness that he was fully confident in, that they're now looking at charging with perjury. As I said at the top of the hour, he had no problem mugging Brett Kavanaugh publicly. What happened with this? They said they were told that the woman's face was swollen and bruised with red marks on both cheeks. Other sources say that the alleged incident occurred Tuesday night, but there was another confrontation Wednesday, yesterday, between the two at an exclusive apartment. Building in L.A. So we're told Wednesday afternoon the woman was on the sidewalk on her cell phone with sunglasses covering her eyes, sobbing, screaming on the phone, "I can't believe you did this to me. I'm going to get a restraining order against you." We're told, they said, TMZ said, we're told that security brought her inside the building, took her upstairs, and Michael showed up 5 minutes later, ran into the building. He screamed repeatedly, "She hit me first." That's his justification. See, there used to be a time before feminism when women were treated differently. They were treated better. You didn't hit a woman even if she hit you first. This is what the Democrats, what the left have done. And he said, we're told that he angrily added, "This is BS," although he used the full terms here. We're not going to do that. "This is effing BS." He tried to get into the elevator, but security denied him access. Cops showed up, escorted him into a corner of the apartment lobby, spoke to him for about 5-10 minutes, then took him into custody. A law enforcement source said on Tuesday, Avenatti kicked her out of the apartment, and that's when the alleged domestic violence occurred. We're told she went back to the apartment on Wednesday to retrieve her belongings and called the police to stand by in case things got heated. There we go. And as I said, just in time, President Trump is endorsing criminal justice bill reform. So maybe this will keep him from getting a longer sentence. I don't think so. This is about the abuse of the war on drugs. Had to lock up everybody. You know, the idea, let's remember one more time. I keep telling everybody this every time we talk about this. All you conservatives need to understand, this is a UN agenda, the war on drugs is. The UN created the schedule, the four different schedules of drugs, and put all of the drugs into those four schedules in 1961. 10 years later, Richard Nixon said, "I'm declaring a war on drugs. Look, I've got a new idea." He was just putting the country name at the top of the UN agenda and signing it at the bottom. He's just turning in his homework from the UN. Does that bother you? It should bother you as conservatives to understand that's where this is coming from. And you should understand that because, as we saw, the very first moves to legalize just marijuana, which, by the way, they have as a class one drug, which says that it has no medical use. Even here in Texas, we recognize that marijuana has a medical use. There is a single exemption for a single condition. So obvious that marijuana is the only medication that works, in spite of all the expensive and dangerous pharmaceutical drugs they sell, that we got an exception for uncontrolled epileptic seizures. And quite frankly, folks, a lot of these are brought on by as a vaccine reaction. Isn't that amazing? And you have to jump through a lot of hoops to get that. But we had a great libertarian conservative lawmaker, a guy who also stood up to the TSA on molesting people. This guy is great. And David Simpson in Longview, Texas. And he got that in there compassionately for parents whose children were having non-stop seizures. And so we're going to let them have medical marijuana. So they put that exception in, even though they'll still lock people up with marijuana for anything else. And if you don't dot all those I's and cross all those T's, they'll lock you up too. Massive fines, 6 months in jail, even for a small amount. They're trying to change that here in Texas as well, just for marijuana. But understand, this is the broad issue. The whole failed idea, the unconstitutional idea. There was never any constitutional, still isn't, any constitutional authority to prohibit marijuana or any other of these drugs. They had to have a special constitutional amendment to prohibit alcohol. Where is the constitutional amendment for any of these drugs? So the constitutional amendment, the Constitution doesn't matter anymore to these people. They pretend it doesn't exist. I mean, I'm glad that Rand Paul and some other people are putting out a piece of legislation to say you will respect the states when they legalize the production and sale of marijuana under their conditions. That's just saying you will respect the 10th Amendment. They pretend as if the 10th Amendment doesn't exist anymore or it was somehow cut out. It's amazing to me. Amazing. And I'm glad they're going to try to call these people off, but why don't they in the act just say, this is the 10th Amendment, and this time you need to obey it. We really mean it this time. This is why it is so futile and so dangerous to have a constitutional convention. Because we have people who pretend that there isn't any such thing as a 9th and 10th Amendment. What are they going to write into law? Because it's going to be these same people that ignore the Constitution they took an oath of office to. They're going to be writing the new Constitution in the Constitutional Convention. So what is President Trump doing? He's doing the right thing. And he's being applauded by people on this is truly a bipartisan effort. A lot of, I mean, even Van Jones is saying Trump is on the way to becoming the uniter-in-chief on an issue that has long divided the nation. Van Jones from the Obama administration. Van Jones from CNN. Trump is becoming the uniter-in-chief on this. Imagine if he got rid of the unconstitutional UN war on drugs. He went on to say, Van Jones, about President Trump. We applaud President Trump for supporting the First Step Act. I am so glad to see him joining a growing bipartisan movement that spans racial lines, geographic divides, class, political party, in support of policies that promote public safety, rehabilitation, and fairness. Now, an early draft of this law was leaked a couple of days ago from the Senate side. And the things that are on it, it would eliminate mandatory life sentences for drug offenses under a federal three strikes law. It would reduce stacking of firearm penalties for certain crimes. It would expand the so-called safety valve to give judges more discretion in sentencing and retroactively apply the Fair Sentencing Act of 2010's penalty reductions to crack cocaine offenders who were sentenced before the law was passed. See, this is why I got off on the tangent. I started to talk about it. I said, we need to have fully informed juries who look at this and say, first of all, I don't agree with this. That's what they did with alcohol prohibition. I don't agree with this law. I don't like the way it's being used. The penalties are excessive. I'm not going to convict somebody for this. And we've had situations with that. We had New Jersey Weed Man actually held up the state constitution in New Jersey that explicitly said that about fully informed juries. It is in our history. It has always been the purpose of histories. You go back of juries. If you go back and read the statements of the founders, if you go back and you look at American and British history, you understand that juries were there to shut down bad laws. They did it first for William Penn. He was sent to jail because he violated an obvious law. They had a prohibition for Quakers worshiping. They said, well, we're going to do it anyway. So then they locked the church door. So then they held their church meeting on the church steps. Then they locked him up. And the jurors nullified it. So then the judge locked up the foreman and the number two and the jury. They had to use habeas corpus. They established that as well in that case. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They even know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products, and we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super male and super female vitality is incredibly high quality cold pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I want to take a moment here to do an election update, because the election is still going. We're still voting and voting and voting, and they're counting and counting and counting. You know, it's going to go right up to the point as we're approaching Thanksgiving. We've got the rest of America thinking about stuffing turkeys, and we've got the turkeys, the Democrat turkeys in Florida, are still stuffing ballots. That's what we really got here. So I want to give you a couple of, I'll do a couple of these. We got a pair of articles here. It's very difficult to tell what is a real article and what is satire anymore. Very difficult to tell. So I've got a satire article from Babylon Bee that I'll give you titles for, or it will be a true story. You decide. I'll read the headlines. We'll play a little snippet of music as the election is in jeopardy. You can decide which one is satire and which one is true. Okay, here's the first article. A plastic container with printed out label reading totally legit ballot box was found left behind at a polling site in Broward County. That's the first one. Now, here's the other one. Which one of these is true? Which is a satire? Bikers find at an election office zip tie tags on the ground, cut off of ballot boxes. So, truth or satire? Just give you a couple seconds here. That's right. It's hard to tell, isn't it? Yeah. Well, you know, it's actually the one with the tags found on the ground is a true story. The other one is a satire. And, of course, we have seen ballot boxes just show up in a teacher's closet, you know, substitute ballots found by substitute teachers. Isn't that convenient? It'd be interesting to know how those ballots broke down. You know, were they all Democrat ballots? Were they all Republican ballots? How did that break down compared to other ballots? No, when we look at these satires, of course, well, let's do the true one first. This is Bikers for Trump, Chris Cox. They saw a bunch of zip tie tags on the ground. Now, these are tags that they seal the ballot boxes with. They just saw a bunch of them laying on the ground, cut off outside the building where they're doing the recount. And he goes, you're not supposed to cut those off before they get into the building. See, that's part of the problem with legitimate elections. You have to maintain legitimate custody of these things. It's not just knowing whether or not people are legitimate voters. It's not just knowing whether or not the machines have been rigged or the ballots have been stuffed. You also have to be very careful about the custody of it. You want to make sure that they're sealed until they're counted. That they don't wind up in a teacher's closet somewhere or in the back of a rented van, you know, something like that. All these things have really happened. I just want to say it's hard to tell the truth from the satire. And then once they are counted, you got to watch them as they count this stuff. And then once they are counted, you got to make sure that it was properly transmitted and recorded and publicized at the site. We've seen that type of thing happen. I remember when Ron Paul was running for president. Was it back in 2008, I think? They would count it at the local area, and then they would transmit it up to the state, and they'd say, wait a minute, you completely changed the count when you posted it on the state site. So it can be rigged at any step of the election. Mr. Cox with Bikers for Trump, who was monitoring this, said this election is a fraud. He said this in a video that was posted on Facebook. He said, it's pretty disgusting here. I'm glad you're not here because this isn't anything you want to see. And, of course, Facebook doesn't want you to see his video exposing that fraud either. All right, let's just try one more here. Truth or satire? You got a mass murderer, alleged mass murderer, school shooter Nicholas Cruz, registered to vote in jail, or Broward County brings in an expert consultant to help speed up the ballot count. Which one of these is true? Just a couple of seconds. Let's play the music. So are they registering murderers in jail, or are they bringing in experts to help with the count? Oh, well, the true story is that they are registering murderers in jail to vote. That's right. A school shooter, Nicholas Cruz, is registered to vote from Broward Jail. As the father of Meadow Pollock, a 17-year-old student who was murdered at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. He tweeted out, he said, Broward Sheriff Scott Israel let people into jail to get him and other animals registered to vote. And, of course, their response was, registering people in jail is nothing new. That's the truth. That's not satire, folks. Here's the satire from Babylon Bee. Broward County has now brought in a consultant to speed up the recount. You would think they might actually do that, wouldn't you? I mean, how long does it take them to count? Ah, but they brought in counting expert Count Von Count right there from Sesame Street, the Dracula guy. And they said he immediately began counting as he said, one vote for governor, two vote for governor, three vote for governor. Wow, exclaimed Broward County official Stanley Collier. He's way faster than us. And then Brenda Snipes commented, I always get confused once I reach the number 9, but he blew right through that. You know, why is it? Maybe that is why Democrats love Sesame Street so much, because they can't count. No, they can count. It's just your vote that doesn't count when they're in charge. As I said before, why is it that everybody else in Florida can count their votes except these people? Nothing to see here, of course, says NPR. They troll President Trump. They say, well, President Trump is out there saying this is dishonest. Who would think that? Who in their right mind would think that this is dishonest, that it's being stuffed, right? No reason to think that. Not at all. And we've got Nelson asking for even more time. He wants them to stuff right up to Thanksgiving. He says, I don't want to. It's unfair that we're going to have to cut off our election Thursday. That's only a week and 2 days after the election. Yeah, that's just not enough time. You know, 9 days. They get confused after 9. And, of course, Brenda Snipes says, there has never been a deadline that we have missed. We will complete the recount. So maybe she is confident that she's already done enough stuffing to last through Thanksgiving and beyond. So PBS is out there making fun of President Trump because he thinks this is dishonest or suspicious. You know, what a dupe President Trump must be to think that there's something fishy about this, right? He said an honest vote count is no longer possible in Florida. He went on to say new ballots are showing up out of nowhere. Many ballots are missing or forged. Ballots are being massively infected. And so then say, well, that's not clear what he was referring to. I think it's pretty clear. You've got the voting machines. The story from yesterday. Palm Beach. The voting machines are overheating. Yeah, they're just cranking this stuff out as they count it. Maybe they need to bring the count in as they look at it. Of course, Hillary Clinton says if anything was fair, Stacey Abrams would already be governor if there was a fair election. Remember back just a couple of months ago in Georgia, they had a county that had 670 ballots, but they only had 276 registered voters in the county? Oh, yeah. That's right. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at Infowars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
Nourish a probiotic friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we had Jeff Flake, and as I tweeted out yesterday, I tweeted out this clip we're going to play for you from Jeff Flake. And I said, the eponymous Flake. In other words, in future generations, people are going to look back and think that the term flake came about because of Jeff Flake. Actually, we were using that term even before Jeff Flake showed up. But I think in retrospect, people are going to look at that and say, oh, yeah, that's why they're calling people flakes, because they're kind of like Jeff. And so I want to play for you the clip where he is saying this is just a stunt and, attacking President Trump. And he's doing this as you've got the first arrivers of the caravan, as they like to call it. It's an invasion, folks. As the first invaders are climbing over the wall, he's saying it's a stunt. Here is the flake.
Is this mission a sham? What exactly would you say to that soldier eye to eye? Senator Flake, I'll start with you.
Well, I think it's unfortunate that we have the soldiers there. And frankly, in Arizona, they're stationed in Tucson, about 90 miles from the border. So they're not forward deployed actually on the border. So I think you can't call it anything but a stunt here. And it's unfortunate that they're going to be away from family during the holidays coming up. And we just don't know what really for. We don't know where the caravan, if it makes it north, is going to come. I think it could be handled by civilians that we have there in terms of Border Patrol and others. So I don't know what I could tell them other than we shouldn't be doing this. And this wasn't an issue that Congress was involved in. It was an executive decision.
That's right. Our military is to protect the borders of other countries. Our military is to overthrow regimes abroad. It is not to protect America. And that's basically what these guys are. Again, truth or satire? I actually, Babylon Bee actually had fake quotes from people saying, I signed up to go fight abroad, not to protect America. That's not what I signed up for. We've done this for so long, we don't even understand why we have a so-called Defense Department. It needs to be called Department of War. When we were more honest about war, when we didn't call it police actions or peacekeeping troops or whatever, we called it the Department of War. They understood what the difference was between war and peace. They had very well-defined rules for starting a war and continuing a war and running a war. But we don't understand that anymore. We can't defend our own border. And you got people like Jeff Flake out there saying this is a stunt as it is happening. And so let me just remind you what President Trump said about Jeff Flake. And this is from the press conference that happened the day after the election. Somebody said, aren't you sorry that Jeff Flake is gone now? And this is what President Trump had to say.
You suggested that...
Who is retiring?
You said that many of the retirements that happened in the House made it very difficult...
Many retirements, yeah.
That made it very difficult for you in this election cycle, and that it was because they were chairmen, they were chairmanships that were vacated. But Jeff Flake wasn't a chairman of a committee, and Paul Ryan also retired the cycle. So why do you think that is? Whose fault is it that there
in
were so many retirements?
In Jeff Flake's case, it's me, pure and simple. I retired him. I'm very proud of it. I did the country a great service. Go ahead. Give him that. Give him that. He is retired. I'd like to call it another word, but we're going to treat him with great respect. Go ahead.
He says, you're concerned because you said you were at a disadvantage because so many GOP members retired. And he goes, no, I retired Flake. I retired Flake. Now, I want you to remember, and we're going to talk about what's going on with this lawsuit. We've now had Fox News merge with CNN. That's right, folks. Fox News has merged with CNN. They have merged on a lawsuit against President Trump, and they have merged on their views. And, of course, nobody at Fox News has really talked about censorship except for Tucker Carlson. And he called them out on this hypocrisy last night as well. When I saw this, and yesterday when I got home, I tweeted out, I said, you know, Fox News or CNN suing the president, even before Fox jumped in on this with CNN. I said, you don't have a First Amendment right to be in the White House. If you did, all of us could be there, right? That is something that is managed, actually, by a little press cartel. It's a little club. It's a press club. The White House Correspondents Association, whatever. Yeah, it's a little closed club. And people who don't toe the mainstream media line are not in it. And that's a big part of why Fox News is sucking up to these people. They want to be part of the establishment. They will sell their soul for access, most of them. Not Tucker, but the rest of them will. And we'll get to that in a moment. But I want you to remember that this whole thing about Trump and Acosta, where he then accosted the intern, and they revoked his press credentials. Not CNN. It's like he's not going to be there. I mean, CNN could send somebody else there, just not this guy. They're going to try to make a point out of it. And so he doesn't have a right to be there. CNN doesn't have a right to be there either. This is something that even the media has set up these rules of access. Well, that can cut both ways. The White House press secretary can also decide that he can't be there. And yet, it is absolutely amazing that CNN would be out there couching this as a free press, free speech issue when they have taken the lead in censorship against InfoWars and against other alternative media as well, but especially against InfoWars, single-handedly, as Tucker Carlson said last night. He said they single-handedly led the charge to deplatform InfoWars as an entire organization on social media. How dare them complain about the fact that they have one reporter who's not allowed to go into that particular enclave because of his misconduct? I don't even know how to express my contempt for CNN. They are the most contemptible people I've ever seen. I was very upset with former friends who became former because they started before all this happened, before the August 6th censorship of InfoWars. They started posting up, they watch CNN. And so they're posting on Facebook, if you don't shut down InfoWars, then I'm going to shut down my Facebook account. And I said, how dare you beg for somebody to shut down free press and free speech? You're exercising your free speech there on Facebook, but you don't want other people to exercise it. You got your opinion. You don't like what I do. Fine. But you're doing something that's far worse than that. I can handle trolls. I got thick skin. I can handle people who disagree with me. I can show them how they're wrong, for example. But I cannot handle people who want to destroy the heritage that we have of liberty. And that is predicated on being able to speak freely. And so let's go back because, it was Jim Acosta who started all this stuff. Let's play Jim Acosta. That's how this whole argument started about this lawsuit that now Fox News is jumping in with CNN, merging with CNN. Here is Jim Acosta saying it was a stunt, just like Jeff Flake.
Wait.
You know why we need the people, don't you? Because we have hundreds of companies moving in. We need the people.
Right. But your campaign had an ad showing migrants climbing over walls and
so on.
Well,
that's true.
They
weren't actors.
They're not going to be doing that.
They weren't actors.
They're not
going to
be doing that either.
Do you think they were actors? They weren't actors. They didn't come from Hollywood. Right. These were people. This was an actual, it happened a few days ago. And
they're hundreds of miles away. They're hundreds and hundreds of miles away. That's not an invasion.
Honestly, I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN.
Right.
And if you did it well, your ratings would be much better.
If I may ask one other question, Mr. President.
And then it goes on and on. And, of course, I'm going to play for you when we get to that, excellent clip that Darren McBreen put together. As we've got all the mainstream media, of course, if Fox News is going to join with CNN, they will tell everybody, just like AP or Reuters had a clip out there. President Trump insults reporters by saying, by putting out this video, and Sarah Sanders by putting out this video showing that he grabbed her hand, struck her hand, and so forth, pulled away from the mic, wouldn't go get off the thing. That actually happened. And we're going to show it to you again.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques.
Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products, and we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super Male and Super Female Vitality is incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I cannot stress enough what liars and manipulators CNN are and how Fox News joining in with them as an organization, how reprehensible that is. The mask has now come off. Tucker Carlson is the exception. Tucker Carlson has strongly from the very beginning defended InfoWars and others from this kind of censorship being led by CNN. But now CNN announces that they are the defenders of free speech. You know, we began calling them, among other things, we call them fake news. Then President Trump started calling them fake news. Now CNN is saying all of you are fake. Everybody but us is fake, right? And then you had CNN's Jim Acosta say, this is a fake invasion. It's a stunt. President Trump said it's not a stunt. And he wouldn't shut up with his talking points. And President Trump said it's enough. It's real. It's happening other places. We saw this happen at the Mexican border. Now it happened yesterday. Happened again as Jeff Flake was calling it a stunt. It was happening at our border. And Acosta was saying, you don't need to have anybody there at the border. They're not going to be here for a very long time. And that was just the end of last week. And so as we showed Jim Acosta refusing the hook, you know, when you got somebody up there who is a bore, who is a narcissist, who continues to drone on and on and on with the same talking points that you've heard every day, and he's wrong to start with, when he won't get off the stage that he loves so dearly, President Trump says, that's enough, you're done. And the intern comes over to take it away, and he basically fights her for it. And we showed you the video of that. Now, CNN and Fox News and establishment media are saying, we're the ones who are giving you fake news, and that they're the ones who are having their freedom of speech taken away because Jim Acosta has been thrown out of the theater. You know, you get the hook and you fight the person who's trying to pull you off the stage that you so desperately want to ham it up on. You fight that person who's trying to pull you off the stage, and then guess what? You get banned from the theater for future performances. Now, CNN could send somebody else there, but they want to make a point because they're into stunts. They're the people who do stunts. They're the people who do fake news. They're the people who lie to you. And I'll play for you a clip from Darren McBreen illustrating how all the media has piled on now to attack InfoWars. Isn't it interesting? Now, we don't have social media out there, but we still have a platform. We still got radio. We got television. We have our website and our applications and so forth. You can stream it, podcasts and so forth. We're not going to shut up. They can try to shut us up because they can't win the argument. They can't win the argument with lies. That's why Fox is so desperate to shut us down. People like Oliver Darcy and people like Brian Stelter, they're so desperate to shut us down because they can't win when they're lying. And I want to just play one more thing for you before we get to Darren's, and that is Jeff Flake. Guess what? He is cheering Jim Acosta. Let's play video clip number four.
Past 18 years, I've run toward you, and I've run away from you. And I've enjoyed, well, almost every minute of it.
I love being on stage, too. The work you do
here is more important than ever, and you do it well. Please keep doing it. And lastly, and most sincerely, go get him, Acosta.
There you go. Well, he's been retired by President Trump. President Trump has also retired Jim Acosta, at least from the White House. They're not very happy about that. Actually, you know, if Jeff wasn't such a flake, he would understand that he hung on to those talking points a little bit too long from Jim Acosta. It's kind of embarrassing to be saying that it's a stunt, that it isn't going to happen, that we don't have to be worried about it when it is happening. You know, the sad thing is that President Trump didn't do this sooner. He should have done it over a year ago. And the even sadder thing is that even though these troops were sent down, they were absolutely ineffective. Nothing happened. These people still got over the border. Let's play for you the piece that Darren McBreen put together. It's called Caught Red-Handed. You can see it up on our video sites at Brighteon as well as BitChute. Yeah, PayPal has taken down the payment processing capability for BitChute. There you go. We put our stuff there, so they got to take down the platform as well. They're desperate, folks. They're very desperate. But they're also vicious. This is a war. And we're seeing the kind of censorship that you would typically see as you begin a war like World War I. As I said, you know, we had Woodrow Wilson throw in jail a guy who did a movie about the American Revolution, Spirit of 76 is what he called it. Threw him in jail for 10 years. Gave him a $10,000 fine. Back in 1916, I think it was, something like that, about a year or two, just as we were entering the war, about a year or two before it ended. That's how desperate they get. The first casualty in a war is truth. And we're in a war right now, and they're trying to shut down the truth. And they're doing it with exactly the same kind of tactics they would if we were fighting a war with somebody else. But here's Darren McBreen showing you how the mainstream media lied about this video that we put out. They said, oh, InfoWars made this up. No, we showed the truth of it. And then he's going to show you the actual video as well. Caught red-handed.
But a White House intern tried to take the microphone from CNN's White House correspondent.
The White House is under fire today for reposting what some say is doctored video of CNN's Jim Acosta and his tug of war with an intern.
That's enough. Put down the mic.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has been accused of sharing fake news.
Here's what happened. President Trump held a press conference yesterday. A lot of people saw this. He got in a heated back and forth with Jim Acosta of CNN, and that spat cost Jim Acosta his press pass. For real, he's not allowed in the White House anymore.
Acosta has now been banned from the White House.
I tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN.
Breaking right now, the White House has just revoked CNN's chief White House correspondent's credentials, press credentials, after his despicable behavior at today's news conference.
You know, I didn't put my hands on her or touch her, as they're alleging, and it's just unfortunate that the White House is saying this.
The intern except the video reaches shows for the mic, otherwise. And there he goes, and hi-ya!
What the allegation is that the video was doctored to pause it for 3 frames, so it looks like he sort of chops down on her arm in sort of an aggressive motion.
They altered this video, and take a look here. And you see, like, it sped up his hand.
Oh, my God. No, we didn't.
If I may ask one other question, are you worried?
That's enough. That's enough.
First they lied and said he didn't touch her, then they lied and said, oh, sped up, make it look worse.
The White House press secretary tweeted this video.
And where did the White House get that doctored video? It appears to have originated with the far-right conspiracy site InfoWars, which is a
website fundamentally unbalanced.
So that is Sanders' reliable source.
The trouble is, the video came from the far-right-wing conspiracy website InfoWars.
CNN is fake news, and to prove it, here's a video from a reputable news source that believes the government is putting plastic liners in juice boxes to turn our sons into gay frogs.
And but of course, Stephen Colbert is a reputable news source, right?
The video appears to have come originally from a conspiracy theorist by the name of Paul Joseph Watson, and he's a British guy who works for the website InfoWars.
Zooming in isn't doctoring. Look at the comparison between the original video and the one I posted. It isn't doctored, it isn't sped up, it isn't slowed down. All I did was zoom in.
It wasn't doctored. They gave a close-up view. That's not doctoring.
That's not doctoring. That's showing even more clarity. That's enhancing for the truth. Here is the president defending Paul Watson just hours ago.
Nobody manipulated it. Give me a break. See, that's just dishonest reporting. All that is a close-up. See, that is just dishonest reporting. I watched that. I heard that last night. They made it close-up. They showed it close-up.
Now look at the original. Acosta's arm does make contact with the intern, but not as aggressively as in the InfoWars version.
They sped up Jim Acosta's hand movement to make it look more violent.
This is all complete bullshit.
What are you going to believe?
Because it wasn't
a late-night comedian,
they
or you're lying?
A close-up view.
The White House is circulating a doctored InfoWars video.
White House press office also put out a doctored version of the video.
A doctored video.
When you say doctor, you're a dishonest guy.
Why do you guys circulate obviously doctored videos and then allow the White House to spread misinformation?
That video was not doctored. That was a lie. I don't know who told you that.
There's literally overlays of them showing the original video over the edited video.
I didn't put my hands on her or touch her. I didn't put my hands on her or touch her.
I saw you with my own eyes.
Well, who are you going to believe, me or your own eyes?
That's right. That's right. No, you're going to believe the lying late-night comedians because, you know, they're truthy, and you can trust them. They would never tell you something that's not true. And you can believe Jim Acosta when he said he never touched her, even though you can see that he touched her. I guess we sped it up to make him touch her, right? We show that over and over again. Here is the original, and here it is zoomed in. You can do it yourself. Do your own experiment. Everybody's got movie editing software out there.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, we're talking about the mainstream propaganda. Of course, Fox News has been remade into that. And we look at Fox. They've always given us things that were cutting edge in terms of our slide toward Gomorrah on the entertainment side. And yet, they would always have a very conservative news program. And of course, that was because of Roger Ailes. He's now gone. And some other people that they've now moved out. And it wasn't even the replacement of Rupert Murdoch with his sons that changed things, because Rupert Murdoch and Fox decided that they would go counter to everybody else. It was just a marketing move with their news program. I mean, you look at people like Shepard Smith, and he'd be perfectly fine at CNN. Matter of fact, he may be more liberal than some of the CNN people, for all I know. But he would fit in just fine there. He can't stand people like Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity. He's attacked them. He said, I'm the real news. They're not real news, because he doesn't agree with them. That's small-minded, the narrow-mindedness of these people on the left, like Shepard. You know, they say what they do news, just like I do news. They read the stuff. They analyze it. They tell you why they liked it, or didn't, you know, why they agree with this or disagree with that. Shepard pretends that he is totally objective. What utter BS. As I said before, anybody that thinks that they're totally objective is a fool or a liar or both. They don't recognize their own biases. Even the stories that you choose to report are influenced by your bias. And so when you go out there and tell people you're perfectly objective, as we always heard for all these years from ABC, CBS, NBC, they were just lying to you. They were lying to you, maybe lying to themselves. Maybe they honestly believed that they were being objective as they were passing along the CIA instructions, Mockingbird Press. But no, I always preferred, even before we had the internet, I would get subscriptions to right-wing and left-wing magazines. I wanted competing views. I wanted, well, this guy's saying this. Let's see what somebody else is saying. I wanted people to be upfront and honest about their biases and explain why they thought what they thought. Yes, look at the facts of the case, and then you form an opinion eventually, right? Instead of having them subtly inform the opinion for you and pretend that they don't have an opinion, when they really do. When they're monolithically aligned with one point of view and one political party. And now we have Fox News proudly proclaiming, this is their headline, FoxNews.com, headline, Fox News stands with CNN. Okay, you stand with them. You stand with them. And then they virtue signal, we support a free press. Access and open exchanges for the American people, says Fox News President Jay Wallace. Jay, where the hell were you when the American people's free speech is being censored before this election? You had nothing to say as the free press here at InfoWars is being censored. You shameful lying shill for the establishment. Always have been. Neocon, military industrial complex, yeah, you can suck up to President Trump, but we know where you are. We know what really funds your program is ads from big pharmaceutical companies and so forth. You shamelessly put stuff out there that harms people. You have absolutely no shame in what you put out there. And the news is some of the most harmful stuff you put out there. Jay Wallace, Fox News president. You support a free press. You remained silent while InfoWars, and then 2 months later, 800 other news outlets were censored on the orders of the DCCC, the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee. You were silent about all that as big oligarchs deplatformed InfoWars off of social media within a 12-hour period and still pulling people down, still going after people like BitChute, anywhere else that you go that offers free, independent, uncensored speech. Gab, they try to They deplatform them with their server. They take away their PayPal processing. Now PayPal has done this to BitChute. You shameful whores.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I said, as I look at this title, Fox News proudly proclaiming at FoxNews.com, Fox News stands with CNN. Oh, good for you. Finally, you've taken off the mask. Jay Wallace, Fox News president. As I said, he said, we support a free press. No, you don't. You don't support it in principle. No, you don't. You want to be part of this little White House press club. It's a guild. It's a trade guild, a monopoly, a cartel, whatever you want to call it. They want a monopoly. And, of course, when we look at everybody being deplatformed, before we were actually literally kicked off of the sites, a few months before that, you had Facebook and Apple, who took the lead in taking InfoWars off on August 6th. They were talking about the fact that they were going to be shadow banning anybody that was not Fox News or CNN or NBC or MSNBC or whatever, right? They were going to, however, promote them, right? So they're going to elevate Fox News along with all these other left-wing organizations, CNN and so forth. And then they're going to remove anybody else, because they can't compete. It's hard to compete with a lie against the truth. That's their fundamental business model problem. And so you've got this guy, and you know, Gerald Celente always called the mainstream media the prostitutes. He's right. You know, they're prostitutes, aren't they? Actually, let's put a finer point on it. You know, this guy, Jay Wallace, when he says we support a free press and access and open exchanges for the American people, when he was silent as more than 10,000 accounts of the American people were taken down before the election so they could help the Democrats, so that Facebook and Twitter could help the Democrats, you're silent as your competitors are being banned, PayPal now banning BitChute from accepting payments. They've been a PayPal account since 2016. They put out a statement. They said, BitChute is politically neutral. We have a diverse community and interests and backgrounds. We require that users only upload legal content that complies with our terms and community guidelines. We carry out moderation to remove all content that breaches our terms and community guidelines, including but not limited to videos from terrorists, child abuse, or pirated video. Nevertheless, they get shut down by PayPal. Why? Does Fox News say anything about that? No. No. They don't report that. Fox News, the news organization, now Tucker Carlson was good in terms of talking about how dangerous it was for InfoWars to be shut down and these other people. He's talked about that kind of censorship, but not Fox News. You're not going to hear Shepard Smith talking about that. You're not going to hear the president of Fox News, Jay Wallace, talking about that. They're fine with that. That's their business model. They need for us to go away so they can be successful. And so, yeah, they are whores, folks. They're not prostitute media. They're just whores. And they're worse than any whore that's ever been represented by Michael Avenatti. Because they are stealing your God-given human rights of free speech. That's why I can't accept that. That's why I told my wife, I said, get rid of these people on Facebook. I don't want to have anything to do with people who will destroy the foundations of liberty that we have in this country. That's what nationalism is about, quite frankly. This country was built on the principle of liberty that was encoded in the Constitution that Fox News and CNN claim to not understand. They pay no attention to it. That's the nationalism that we defend. And if we had other countries that organized along those lines, there wouldn't be the kind of wars that we had with World War I. But yeah, if you want to go out there like Macron and you want to say, oh, we're going to have a standing army and we are going to have an empire because we are going to project power, power in this and power in that sphere, geographical power, financial power, political power. We will have power with our standing army. You stupid English types. You don't understand that? As he taunts everybody like some kind of a Monty Python charade. But nevertheless, these people, they're saying Fox News joins with CNN. We stand with CNN, says Fox News. NBC will be joining the amicus brief supporting CNN. Well, of course they will, MSNBC. Of course they will. Probably get CBS and ABC as well. They said that the banning of Acosta is a violation of constitutional press freedoms and his rights to due process. I just can't stand this. Jim Acosta is the one who was banned, not CNN. Not CNN. Fox News supports CNN in its legal effort to regain its White House reporters' press credentials. See, CNN didn't lose their press credentials. This jerk did. This narcissistic jerk, Jim Acosta, lost his press credentials, not because he got into a dispute. That's the other part of the lie. You know, in that clip that Darren McGreen put together, you saw those different clips about how media and comedians, the comedia, that's what we should call them maybe. We're always looking for new to the dinosaur media, the legacy media, the mainstream media, the mockingbird media, you know, CIA's mockingbird, Operation Mockingbird and so forth. We could call them the comedia. They're not even funny, though. You know, these court jesters for the Democrat Party. But as they were talking about this, they were saying, well, you know, because President Trump got into a dispute with Jim Acosta, he has a dispute with him every day. No, it's because Jim Acosta accosted the intern. Oh, I never touched her, he said. We showed you the clip. You know, we played that over and over, him saying, I didn't touch her, as you can see him touching. Then they say, well, okay, let's stop saying he didn't touch her. We got that on video. Let's say that InfoWars sped it up to make it look worse. No, we didn't. We zoomed in. We showed you the zoomed-in version versus the version from C-SPAN over and over again. President Trump said, if you say that that's doctored, you're lying. Now, these are doctors of spin who are putting that information out there. And Jim Acosta does not have a First Amendment right to be in the White House press corps any more than I do, any more than you do. You know, that is a privilege to get there in there, and you have to act a certain way, and you have to go through and file all these different applications in order to get in there and so forth. And if you misbehave, you get thrown out. It's just that simple. Now, Jim Acosta can go anywhere that he wants, and he can say anything he wants. Jim Acosta is still on Twitter. Jim Acosta is on Facebook. CNN is on Twitter and Facebook. They didn't have their speech and their press, their free press shut down on those sites, did they? They're still on YouTube. I'm not on YouTube. I was shut down on YouTube. Everything I did was shut down. Years of work, shut down. Hundreds of millions of views, shut down. Of course, he doesn't have that many views. Except when he gets in a fight with President Trump, that's when he gets his views. That's why he does it, quite frankly. That's why he won't shut up and get off the stage. He's a little narcissist, and that's how he gets attention. He doesn't have anything to say. And they don't care about due process for you. Have you ever heard CNN or Fox News, especially Fox News, have you ever heard them talk about the lack of due process, civil asset forfeiture? You ever heard them do a report saying this is This is incredible that we've got people having their property taken away and they aren't found guilty of a crime. They're never even charged with a crime. They have their property taken away. You ever hear them complain about your due process, your presumption of innocence? No, they don't talk about that at Fox News or at CNN, but they talk about Jim Acosta's due process. They don't talk about the TSA putting their hands all over you, searching you without reason, without a search warrant. They don't talk about that due process, do they? They never have any problem with the war on drugs. They don't have a problem with the police state. They don't have a problem with the surveillance state. As a matter of fact, I remember after the shooting in France, you had, I can't remember the guy's name. He was fired for sexual harassment from Fox News. Actually, Alex had him on here. The guy after that shooting was saying, everybody's complaining about police state. I want more police state. I want more people to protect me. That's what you get from Fox News. Except for Tucker Carlson. I'll tell you what Tucker said when we come back. Stay with us.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super Male and Super Female Vitality is incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, This formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Say about what's happening in the media. It's very important that we think through these things. You know, we've seen so many of our rights, our hard-won rights, just discarded, and the mainstream media tells us, oh, you didn't have those anyway, or that's not really what that is. You know, we've got a great article here, Tucker Carlson, George Soros, and property rights. We've got a guy, his name is Alan Pike. He writes for a Democrat-centric website supported by the Center for American Progress Action Fund. You may remember that name. That's a Soros operation. So this guy, who's funded by Soros, tells us that the First Amendment rights of these Antifa thugs who attacked Tucker Carlson's house trump his property rights. That's kind of interesting. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about a blowout special we have right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 67% off of Silver Bullet, 67% off and free shipping. Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver. And we also have free shipping store-wide that you can combine with massive discounts on things like Supermail Vitality, 57% off. We've got 50% off Brain Force and 50% off Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine. You know, Brain Force is 50% off and Silver Bullet. Those are two of my favorite supplements. You know, when I get a small cut, I use some of our, I mean, we've got a lot of different silver products. We've got a Nano Silver Salve, which I also use if I have it around. But also, I travel with the liquid before I got the salve. And if I would get a paper cut, because, you know, I mean, this is not being paranoid. I am not obsessive compulsive. I shake people's hands. I don't have problems with any of that stuff. But I've also seen people just get minor paper cuts, even traveling on an airplane. All of a sudden, they get this flesh-eating disease or whatever. You never know. If you start to feel bad, or if I have a cut, I put silver of any sort. I mean, even the colloidal silver works, but the nano silver is really more adapted to that. The immune gargle spray, as well as the salve and everything, that is for topical use. But even the colloidal silver, which is for internal use, is, and again, the gargle spray, you can swallow that internally as well. But nevertheless, the point is, whenever I get a cut, I always put it on there simply because I don't want to get I don't want it to be sore. I don't want it to hurt. I don't want it to get inflamed and infected. And every time I do that, I never get an infection. So that's one of my favorite things, along with Brain Force, which gives me a focus. And again, 67% off of Silver Bullet, 50% off of Brain Force, and free shipping store-wide. And I'll give you an exclusive for this show. We have $10 off the InfoWars Hexagon Polo. That's the new polo, the new golf shirt that has the InfoWars Hexagon logo on it. You can save $10. Just type in the code REALNEWS at checkout to save $10 off the InfoWars Hexagon golf shirt that you can find right there on InfoWarsStore.com. And again, free shipping store-wide. All right, as I said, you know, when I looked at this, I said, sorry, CNN, there is no free press right for you to be in the White House press room. It was a First Amendment issue. Everybody would be there if it was, but you are part of a club, a cartel, a guild. You guys have used that against other people. And how dare you talk about free speech and demand that those that you can't defeat in the marketplace of ideas be censored like you did with us? CNN is nothing but establishment statist shills. I said that yesterday afternoon. And then last night we had Tucker Carlson blast CNN, even as his corporation was doing the wrong thing. He had the integrity, even as the Fox News president was out there saying, oh, we're going to stand with CNN. Tucker Carlson said CNN is claiming to defend free speech only when it is their speech. He said CNN almost single-handedly led the campaign to have Alex Jones banished from the internet. That's exactly right. Good for Tucker. And so because of that, you know, Tucker gets attacked. Tucker gets attacked by the Antifa people. And he gets supported by a George Soros website. Alan Pike, writing for that, says the protesters that violated the property rights of Tucker Carlson were merely exercising their First Amendment right, a constitutional right the SJW crowd apparently believe protects the act of defacing Carlson's property with an anarchist symbol. That's a comment from Kurt Nimmo, who's writing on Zero Hedge. He said they seem to believe that leaving a public sidewalk, crossing over uninvited onto Carlson's property, and pounding on the door and threatening that they know where Tucker sleeps at night, that that is covered by the First Amendment. Now, if you make violent threats against people, that is not First Amendment speech. Pike went on to say, he said, the point of these direct actions, the activists behind them consistently say, is to deliver an emotional counterpunch to bad actors in the U.S. politics, whose work raises threat levels for marginalized communities. So by threatening Tucker Carlson, they were just shutting down his threats to these marginalized communities. And Pike, writing for George Soros, says the point, in other words, is to unsettle and frighten. And I certainly would have been frightened had it been me in that house. You know, I have a problem with that. Doesn't have a problem with that. And so here's the issue. You know, we got bakers that are out there. They don't have any First Amendment rights in terms of their free exercise of religion or their free speech. They have to do what they are told if it is one of those marginalized communities. I have to ask you, which community is being marginalized? Whose rights are being marginalized in that? Supreme Court has weighed in. The Supreme Court got the right answer on that. But then that baker from Colorado returns home. And after fighting the people who tried to take away his business, and other people have had their businesses taken away for that very issue, fighting against a gay couple who wanted him to custom make for them. That's the issue. Custom make for them a gay wedding cake. He won at the Supreme Court. He returns home, and within 2 months, he has somebody coming in who wants to celebrate his traniversary, a transgender guy. And because he wouldn't bake the cake, now he's being charged by that same Human Rights Commission in Colorado. They don't care about the human rights of this baker, do they? They don't care about his property rights. They don't care about his free exercise of religion. And then Tucker. Tucker doesn't have any property rights either. You know who has rights? The Silicon Valley oligarchs. Some of the world's richest corporations. Some of the world's richest men that all these people on the left say they despise. They're the ones who have First Amendment rights and private rights, and they can censor whoever they wish, but not a baker. And Tucker can't keep these people off of his property, according to these people. Isn't that confusing? It's really kind of hard to figure out what's going on. No, here's the way you figure it out. If you're with the left, you get rights. If you're not with the left, you don't have rights. It's just that simple. They don't subscribe to the idea that they may disagree with you, but they support your right to say what you want to say. And again, that was not Voltaire, but that was a summary of what he had to say. You know, Voltaire was sentenced to prison. He was exiled. He had all these different things done to him. But nothing really as punitive as what's being done to people now, since we have thrown away the idea of free speech that was so heartily fought and barely won in the West. We've now just jettisoned that because only the left has rights. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Mainstream propaganda. This is the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we've got Bob Woodward of Watergate fame weighing in on this, and he doesn't agree with the CNN lawsuit. Very interesting. He said the remedy is not a lawsuit. It's more serious reporting about what Trump is doing. He doesn't agree with Trump. He says what we need to do is really exercise our First Amendment rights. CNN still has all of their screens that they bought in all the airports everywhere. You know, I have to pay people to run CNN. That's how bad it is. But, you know, they're paying people to run their programming, and they still have all those things in the airports. I'm sure that if we had done the same thing here at InfoWars, you would have Brian Stelter and Oliver Darcy out there demanding that the airports get rid of InfoWars on their screens. But they're paying people to run their stuff. And they still have that. They're still on all the social media sites and so forth. Still on YouTube. No censorship of CNN. No censorship of CNN. It's just Jim Acosta's conduct at the White House. He goes on to say, we know presidents have extraordinary power. President Trump, he said, has probably more power than any president I've reported on, going back to Nixon. And he has seized it with the communication channel, with his tweeting. Yeah, see, that's why they got to get rid of social media. They understand how dangerous that is. And you have to understand that this is not just something that is coming from the Democrat Party. I've talked about this many, many times. It's coming from NATO that doesn't like President Trump. And the neocon, never-Trumper establishment is also a part of this. All those people cheering about censorship on the left, you need to understand they're cheering the military-industrial complex that's given us war after war that will be censoring them as well. Has already censored a lot of people on the left. When they took down 800 sites, those were not all conservative Trump-supporting sites. Some of them were libertarians who disagreed with Trump on many, many issues. And many of them were leftist organizations that cheered when InfoWars was taken off of social media. Now, they got it, just 2 months later, because it's not a left-right thing. It is an establishment thing. And the establishment doesn't care about the left-right politics. That's just what they use to get their useful idiots, typically youthful idiots, motivated. No, they have their own agenda. And you can see it at the top. You can see how the top of the GOP establishment is working hand in glove with the Democrats. You're going to have Paul Ryan turn over the gavel to Nancy Pelosi. You're not going to see much difference on the border issues. You're not going to see much difference on Obamacare. Why? Or on defense spending. Because they're all in on this. They all have the same agenda at the top. They'll have different agendas on some of these other issues. And yes, it's significant enough that you should get involved and vote on those particular issues. But understand that on the fundamental issues, these people at the top are all globalists. They're all establishment. They are all never Trump. And so he says, yeah, President Trump has got a lot of power. First thing he mentions is tweeting. That is the fireside chat of the 21st century. He says he's got the rallies. He's got the press conferences. That's right. He can speak and talk and think. And they don't want you hearing that. They want to shut that down. They want to censor that. I find it amazing, you know, when Jack Dorsey says, well, you know, I might shut down President Trump. Who knows? You know, if he gets too bullying, I'll shut him down. And this is a guy, you know, President Trump, this is his personal account, by the way, where you had a federal judge, a Democrat judge, tell President Trump that he can't block anybody that's trolling him. Just like this thing with Jim Acosta. Sorry, President Trump, you can't block anybody because, you know, you're president. Well, that's his personal account. He's got a POTUS account as a president of the United States, but he's also got his own personal account that he had before he ran for president, became elected. But you can't block anybody, the judge tells President Trump on Twitter. Yet the CEO of Twitter says, I might block the president's account, his entire account. How about that? Is this upside down or what? And so the White House says to CNN, we decide who covers the president, writes the New American. With respect to the First Amendment claims, says the White House, the president and his staff have absolute discretion over which journalists they grant interviews to, as well as over which journalists they acknowledge at press events. So that's another important point. They don't call on everybody. Just because you get in the door doesn't mean that you get called on. And you don't get called on if you got some scene, you know, curtain-chewing narcissist like Jim Acosta who won't get off his stage. Nobody else gets a chance to ask any questions. Like Sarah Sanders said, I would think some of you would be upset with this guy because he hogs the whole press conference. But, you know, it's a club. And he's very popular in that club. Anyway, they say we get to choose who we call on at the press events, and we get to choose who comes into the White House. That broad discretion, says the White House, necessarily includes discretion over which journalists receive on-demand access to White House grounds. No journalist has First Amendment right to enter the White House or Tucker Carlson's home either. And nobody that's allied with Soros or Antifa has any right to enter Tucker Carlson's home either. So No journalist has First Amendment right to enter the White House, and the president need not survive First Amendment scrutiny whenever he exercises his discretion to deny an individual journalist one of the many hundreds of passes granting on-demand access to the White House complex. They're just saying, hey, you know what? It's this one journalist. It's not CNN. It's not the entire press. We're saying that one journalist does not have the right to come into the White House. All right, let's move on to the border. Because, again, the thing that was at the very beginning of this incident was him saying to President Trump, that's not happening. These people are far away. It's just, and President Trump, you think this is a stunt? It's not a stunt. You saw pictures of them climbing over the wall. Well, yesterday they were climbing over the wall, for real, the U.S. wall, the U.S. border. And I find it interesting that as they were reporting on this, MRCTV.org, they take a look at the news, and they look at how it's being spun by different news organizations. Typically, they look at the left. In this particular incident, they compared what the Fox affiliate, Fox 5 in San Diego, was reporting at the border, how they were spinning it, compared to the same incident that was being reported by an individual, a citizen journalist, and put up on YouTube. They said it's a very different portrayal of what is happening based on the video coming from Fox versus the YouTube video. As MRCTV.org said, while the Fox 5 San Diego report tried to portray the event as a humanitarian effort on behalf of the caravan, with the comments from that they used from people on the street, a different video from YouTube showed one migrant that arrived by bus claiming that he is from Honduras and said, you can take a look at the differences in the coverage, and one has to wonder, when you look at this coverage from the YouTube person who gives you a more honest first-person experience than Fox did, one has to wonder, says MRCTV, where some of the money funding these migrants is coming from, considering the fact that in the YouTube video, you can clearly see that the school buses there have writing on them in English. Yes, press one for English, press two for a Soros subsidy. Filmmaker Ami Horowitz embedded himself in the migrant caravan, reports the Daily Caller. He talked to Tucker Carlson on Tuesday night. He went to the south of Mexico, and what he said was, what we do know is that this thing costs millions and millions of dollars. The mainstream media, and there are so many layers of onions to peel back. Yeah, it's like the satire onion site, isn't it? It's hard to know where to begin. One of the lies the fake news will tell you, as the media is trying to propagate, is the fact that all of this is a weird organic thing, that all the water and the food and the medicine, that they all just drop like manna from heaven. It's baloney. It's highly organized. It's paid for by a number of organizations. We don't know exactly where the money is coming from. That's why the satire Babylon Bee was so spot on. They had George Soros out there as Moses, and he was talking about how he was dropping food like manna from his helicopters as he says, let my people in, bringing them across in the Exodus. We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never missed your show any day. Never.
At Infowars.com/show.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Talk about these people, the climate change alarmists. They call us deniers. Well, I deny their conclusions. I guess they should call me an infidel, because I deny their religion as well. And this is another example of some of the most prestigious people. I mean, this is Princeton University, the Scripps Oceanography. UC San Diego's Scripps Institution of Oceanography, along with Princeton University, peer-reviewed, published in Nature, and it's nonsense. And you look at the error in this thing. It was caught by a guy who's just an ordinary guy. No credentials, any of this stuff. He's got a math and physics background. He looked at this, and he did what we used to call a sanity check. You know, sometimes you look at your numbers, and you just have to say, could that be right? Or is that totally insane? He looked at it and says, that can't possibly be right. And so he starts to look at it carefully. And on careful examination, this paper that was peer-reviewed by all of these people who are authority figures, and, you know, because they're scientists and they have credentials and they are employed by brand-name universities, we should just bow down and worship their conclusions. No, garbage in, garbage out. We'll talk about the details of that coming up. Let's get back to this immigration thing, finish up with this, though. I was talking about the filmmaker, Amy Horowitz, Tuesday night with Tucker Carlson. And he was saying, where's all this money coming from? You know, why doesn't anybody ask this? He says, why haven't other news organizations gotten to the bottom of this? You're one man. You're doing this independently, says Tucker. Why isn't NBC News or ABC or PBS or why aren't any of them on this? Carlson asks. And he might ask why his other colleagues at Fox News are not interested in this either, because he does it. And actually, you know, it's a very dangerous thing at Fox News to actually talk about who's funding this. Remember, Lou Dobbs got his program shut down because he said things about George Soros, who is heavily involved in the funding of these NGOs, funding at least three of the four organizations that comprise the group CARA, CARA. We've proven connections to three of those four directly back to Soros-funded organizations. And it might be all four. But if Lou Dobbs says that, they shut down on Fox News, they shut down his episode. And they banned for life the Judicial Watch board member who was talking about it. Where's his free speech, Fox president? You don't care much about free speech when it's something you don't agree with, isn't it? You know, if you disagree, if you shut down people and you censor them because you disagree with them, you don't believe in free speech at all. The only time you can be said to support free speech is when you support speech that you disagree with. It's just that simple. And now we have people who are losing their livelihood. We have people who are being banned from the public square of Twitter. You know, Jack Dorsey says it's a public square. It absolutely is. I understand where the line is on private property. You know, there is a private property right that a baker has. There are private property rights that other people have. But when you've got a social media company that's entire business model is predicated on creating a public square, and Jack Dorsey says multiple times, five times at a congressional hearing, another three times when he was talking about the fact that, oh, no, we were just joking when we said we're the free speech wing of the free speech party. Nah, it's just a joke. But we are a public square. What do you see when you come to Twitter, says Jack Dorsey? You see a public square. Well, it is a public square. That is their business model. Their business model is to offer a public square. And you cannot ban a private individual out of the public square, even if it's privately owned, said the Supreme Court in 1946. But we don't care about those Supreme Court decisions because some Supreme Court decisions are the law of the land and others we just pretend as if they never happened. Like the Bill of Rights, we pretend that never happened. And so as Tucker Carlson saying, why are these other media outlets interested in that? And the filmmaker Horowitz says, you know the answer to that. They don't want to get to the bottom of this. They have no interest politically in getting to the bottom of this. The same reason why when you see a photo in the New York Times or the Washington Post or a video on CNN or BBC or MSNBC, what do you see? The entire framing are women and children. When the reality is so far from the truth, 90 to 95% of all the people in this caravan are men. Although I do apologize for assuming their gender. I don't know if he was joking about that or not. Because the very first people to hit the wall and go over, they hit the barbed wire, so to speak, except there wasn't any barbed wire there, unfortunately. They had not set up any razor wire. But you could metaphorically say that it was the transgenders who hit the wire. That's what everybody is reporting. The transgenders. Here you have NPR citing a Univision report talking to a Honduran migrant named Cesar. And as Cesar was crossing the Rubicon, he said, we are LGBT and we shall be first. They said that as their number grew, these LGBT migrants linked up with an assortment of U.S. and Mexico-based LGBT groups that paid for them to travel by bus. And so they said the advance contingent of about 400 who arrived at the border of Tijuana was filled with LGBTs and the transgenders at the barbed wire first. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol said in a statement that it would close lanes at the San Ysidro crossing from Tijuana to allow the Department of Defense to install razor wire and position barricades and fencing. So now there really will be barbed wire for the transgenders to hit. Maybe they were smart to get there first so they didn't get their dresses torn. But these people, they're closing the roads so they can put barbed wire on there. I hope that is a... being misconstrued here, because I don't think they're putting it in the right places, and they didn't get there at the right time, did they? But the point that Horowitz made about the majority of them, 90 to 95% being men, is exactly true. I saw a live report with Jorge Ramos. And he was talking to a Fox reporter, and she was being very deferential to Jorge. And she said, well, there's some of these people with reports that they have been deported multiple times, or they're convicted of crimes. And Jorge says, well, let's see. You know, and as the people are walking past him, everybody is male. Everybody is male. Just like the people going into Europe. Males from about 20 to 30. And so he takes the microphone around. He says something in Spanish, asking him if they are have been deported, if they've been convicted of crimes. And go, oh, no crime, you know, whatever. Spanish. And he goes, see, they said none of that happening here, right? And he knows because he just had them tell him, right? And then what was even more amazing was that the Fox reporter didn't even question him on that. She goes, oh, okay. Well, I guess that proves it. She does, you know, he doesn't question what these people say. He has absolutely, they're just saying, yeah. Did you walk up to some guy and he's standing there with a smoking gun over a bleeding body on the ground? Did you shoot that person? Oh, no, I didn't shoot. Oh, see, well, okay, he can go. And she says, oh, yeah, okay, that's fine. And so as these people are climbing over the wall, they were also writing defiant messages in the sand. And listen to this, reported by France 24. Writing defiant messages in the sand as U.S. Border Patrol agents looked on. Whoa. They looked on as they're writing defiant messages in the sand. So they defy the borders. They crawl over the wall. They write defiant messages and say, we don't know what that is. I mean, this is very cryptic. This is kind of like, when Jesus lets the lady caught in adultery go. He writes something in the sand. The Bible never tells us what Jesus wrote in the sand. And France 24 doesn't tell us what these migrants wrote in the sand because they're revered like Jesus by the mainstream media. Waves of caravan migrants arrive in Tijuana and begin climbing the San Diego border fence. And I find this interesting because I talked about that Breitbart report last week saying that over 2,100 people have been murdered in Tijuana. I mean, the drug war and the cartels that are there, and I'm not talking about the media cartels like the ones at the White House. I'm talking about the drug cartels. I mean, these people won't just censor you. They will kill you. They'll cut your head off. They'll hang your body from the bridges and so forth. And they have been doing that to tens of thousands of people. The official estimate is somewhere in the 30 to 50,000 range or something like that. It's far more than that, I believe. Many people do. More people officially killed in Mexico by these drug cartels at a retail level, you know, taking them out one at a time like the Saudis took out Khashoggi, not dropping bombs on them like they do in Syria. Only in Syria do they have more people killed. 2,100 people killed in Tijuana. That's where these people go. You know, and so it makes you kind of wonder, if they're fleeing violence, why would they go to Tijuana? No, they're coming to the U.S., and they're being escorted by the Mexican police. They are accelerating this. The Mexican police are putting them on, because they want to get them out of their country real quickly and into ours. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale. at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super Male and Super Female Vitality is incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I said, the LGBT hit the barbed wire first. 80 gay, lesbian, and transgender asylum seekers hit the barbed wire, except there wasn't any there. They're about to put that up. Oh, what have they been doing? They've been down there for weeks. Somebody needs to sit down and have a talk with Jim Mattis. I mean, we can't allow the incompetence that we've seen in Afghanistan and Iraq and elsewhere, the U.S. military with all these police actions that we've been doing. Now we need a real police action and they won't do it. We need the American border protected and they won't do it. I mean, we've been sold since the Korean War and on. We've been sold, oh, yeah, this is a police action. We can do it for the U.N. We can do it in a foreign country. We can have regime change and on and on. But we can't have any police action here at our border to protect our border. We're not talking about a violation of posse comitatus. This is being used to keep people from coming into this country. It's being used against foreigners who are invading our country. It's not a caravan. It's an invasion. These people coming over the wall are invaders. Let's not let the left define the language for us every event. Every event, we let them pick the terms. Oh, it's a caravan. Well, that's kind of cool. Oh, let's see what they got. What you got there in that camel? Yeah, it's not a caravan. The caravan was previously averaging only 30 miles a day. The migrants are now covering daily distances of 185 miles or more, partly because they're relying on hitchhiking rather than walking. Who are they hitchhiking with? The Mexican government is giving them rides. They are accelerating this. They have... let's see, where is the one that I have here? Let's talk about what Mattis said here. He said, as he's addressing the troops and the press, he avoided identifying either the short or long-term mission of the border deployment. He said, well, we'll let you know. Yeah, please do. Please let us know when you can put some razor wire there at the ports of entry where these people are coming over the wall there. He said, short-term, we've got to get the obstacles in. Longer-term, it's somewhat to be determined. TBD. The CBD there. Anyway, DHS has now started putting in razor wire at that spot. They said hours, this is a Washington Times thing, hours after images of migrants climbing a border wall in San Diego went viral, the Homeland Security Department deployed razor wire on Wednesday to prevent a repeat. Good idea. It might have been a good idea to do this before. But then, of course, we have people like Jim Acosta saying, what are you worried about? They won't be here for weeks, if at all. And, of course, the guy who loves him so much, Jeff Flake, says, it's just a stunt. It's just a stunt. And so they didn't put anything up there. But then after they climbed over the wall, they go over there to put something up. As we've said repeatedly, said a Homeland Security spokeswoman, as we have said repeatedly, being a member of a caravan, this is Homeland Security talking. Homeland Security is using the language caravan. They're not members of a caravan. They're foreign citizens invading our country. But being a member of a caravan doesn't give you any special rights to enter the country. You know, Katie Waldman, Homeland Security spokeswoman, if you called them what they are, foreign citizens invading our country, you wouldn't need to explain to people that they don't have special rights. If you call them members of a caravan, you may need to explain that because people don't really understand what that is. That's the whole point. The U.S. is beginning to accept caravan migrants for asylum claims right there, Tijuana. So it's already, they're already in our legal system. Going to start draining taxpayers dry. And then it gets even worse. Because not only that, now that they've accepted them for asylum, it remains unclear if the migrants will be detained while their asylum claim is processed, or if they will be released due to lack of space in detention facilities. While the caravan was not expected to reach U.S. border for weeks, hundreds of members were shuttled in buses with federal police escorts from Mexico. Got to get them out of their country into ours along various parts of the journey from Mexico to the U.S.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Just a couple more statements about what's going on at the border. Then we're going to get into the post office. Yes, your check to sustain this money-losing organization is in the mail. They'll be sending you the bill, I should say. And then you can send them the check to the federal government to help sustain this. And, of course, you can. They'll raise the price of shipping for everything. We're also going to talk about false alarmism. And we have Roger Stone joining us at the bottom of the hour. I was absolutely amazed to see what happened yesterday when, as Roger had come on the show last week, and of course he's on in the afternoons on War Room on a daily basis, but he was talking about Randy Credico and how this radio host had sent him all this information, teasing things that were coming out by Julian Assange at WikiLeaks, and so Roger says, yeah, there's some stuff that's breaking out of WikiLeaks, and so then they pull in with the Mueller investigation, Roger Stone, and saying you're conspiring with Julian Assange, and you're telling people the truth about Hillary Clinton. Well, he didn't even have any contact with Julian Assange. And again, we've had people who are honest whistleblowers, like William Binney, who knows what he's talking about in the technical field. For decades, he was the global technical head of the NSA, and he said it's not possible for that information to have been hacked. If you look at the timestamps on it, the amount of time that it took for it to transfer, it was done by a thumb drive. Somebody put this on a thumb drive, a whistleblower, and handed it to somebody at WikiLeaks, which is exactly what WikiLeaks said. You had the former ambassador from the UK said, I went to the U.S. to get that information from a whistleblower who was disgruntled about the fact that Hillary Clinton and the DNC establishment had stolen that election, that primary, from Bernie Sanders. And so they blew the whistle on it. But then they wisely came out and did a red herring move. Oh, don't look at that report. Let's drag this stinky red fish of a red herring and say, the Russians did it. You smell that? Smell that? Oh, look, go over there. Don't read the report. Pay attention to the Russians. And now we've got an investigation that's been going on for a couple of years based on this. And they're trying to come after Roger. And Roger released the email text correspondence between he and Randy Cretico yesterday to prove that he was telling the truth and Randy Cretico was not, the response of the Mueller team is to come back and say, well, we're going to look at Roger Stone for intimidating a witness. No, he's not intimidating him. He's showing the guy was lying, and he's defending himself. It's kind of interesting because it has a lot of parallels to what they did to New Jersey Weed Man. This is a guy who beat them on marijuana charges using jury nullification. That's why I talked to him. It's very important. He's really been at the forefront as a marijuana activist. He's been at the forefront of getting back constitutional rights that people on the right and left don't seem to care about anymore. And so he won with jury nullification, and then they kept harassing him because he got in their face about it. Because he won having marijuana, he set up a business that had concealed in terms of its reference to marijuana and so forth. So they started trying to set him up. They had a guy that they tried to use to set him up and to entrap him. And when that didn't work, he exposed that. But they eventually got something they thought would work to entrap him. And he said, I know who this guy is. And he started talking about it. And so then said, now you're intimidating a witness. Same thing they're doing to Roger Stone. They put New Jersey Weed Man in jail without bail for a couple of years, like they did the political prisoners down at the Bundy Ranch. It's amazing that we're allowing these types of star chamber practices to go on and on and on, and nobody talks about it. Why would they? I mean, you know, Fox News isn't going to talk about it. CNN isn't going to talk about it. MSNBC is not going to talk about it. ABC, CBS aren't going to talk about it. But, of course, as they're accelerating with all this, and Jim Acosta, who was trolling President Trump when all this stuff started, oh, they're so far away. Oh, they used to be doing 30 miles a day. Now they're doing 185 miles a day because they're getting rides from the Mexican federal police, the federales. You don't need no stinking badge to ride this bus here. 22 buses with 900 caravan migrants are nearing the U.S. border. Nearly 900 Central Americans in 22 different buses arrived in the northern border state of Sonora. Now, the ones that have already arrived in Tijuana, as we saw from the YouTube report, Fox News didn't show it, but the YouTube report showed that they had buses with English writing all over them. I don't know if that means anything. Maybe they put English writing on all the buses. Who knows? Or maybe it's just the ones that are paid for and owned by George Soros. The segment of the migrant caravan is just part of the 7,000 to 10,000 Central Americans who crossed into Mexico about a month ago. And, of course, they're coming into Tijuana, where they have a record number of homicides. They had over 300 in just 1 month in Tijuana, 2,152 so far for the year as of last month, and still counting. And in all of that, you have the U.S. bishops weighing in on this, telling President Trump that he is not allowed to protect the border. On November the 9th, 2018, they said President Trump issued a proclamation barring people from arriving to the U.S.-Mexico border from receiving U.S. asylum unless they request it at a U.S. port of entry, a direct contradiction of existing U.S. asylum law, said the American bishops. This is U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops Committee on Migration. Well, you know, maybe they should be a little bit more concerned about some of the more obvious transgressions, like pedophilia in their own organization. I guess they're just disappointed. I think they will be disappointed. As they say, it will restrict and slow access to protection for hundreds of children and families. So it's like, bring me your children. They're going to be very disappointed. They're going to find out that these so-called caravans, this invading army, is mostly young men, not little boys, not fresh little boys for the Catholic Church. So maybe they ought to rethink that statement. That seems to be all that they care about anymore. They can't police themselves, and they don't want President Trump to police the border. All right, let's talk about the post office here. We had the U.S. Postal Service reports CBS News. Now, I want you to listen to the fake news of CBS. Headline, CBS News, U.S. Postal Service delivers red ink for the 12th year as letter mail drops. Now, you go down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 paragraphs down in this story. That was the headline. And 8 paragraphs down, they say, Trump in recent months has asserted without evidence that the Postal Service is losing a fortune. Their headline says they've lost money for 12 years in a row. And then their very first sentence says, U.S. Postal Service on Wednesday reported financial loss for the 12th straight year, citing declines in mail volume and the cost of its pension and health care obligations. And then they go on to say, further down, they say that the Postal Service reported a loss of $3.9 billion for the budget year that ended in September 30th, compared to a $2.7 billion loss the year before. So it's losing money by the billions. $3 billion one year, $4 billion the next year. It's accelerating. Yeah, that's a 30% increase, CBS, if you want to work that out. A nearly 7% increase in package delivery was unable to offset drop-offs in letter mail, which makes up more than 70% of the total revenue. So with all that stuff there in the article, CBS News has the audacity to attack Trump for saying that he asserted without evidence that the Postal Service is losing a fortune. This is why we talk about the mainstream media lying. This is why we talk about them being the enemy of the American people, because the American people are going to have to pay for this. We're going to have to pay for it with subsidies. We're going to have to pay for it with higher postal rates. They said they've just approved an increase to the price of their first class stamps, now from 50 cents to 55 cents. 55 cents. They went up 10% on their postal stamps. They've been subsidizing these package deliveries with their monopoly on letter delivery. And yet, for the last 12 years, people have been using email. Oh, there's a problem with it. But they're still doing that. And, of course, they're also subsidizing Amazon. But the Washington Post said, is the post office making or losing money delivering Amazon?
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party. Leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is, and understand how real this fight is, and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds,
bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to be talking to Roger Stone in the next segment. It's absolutely amazing as he vindicates himself, showing the texts between him and Randy Critico, the radio show host, who said, hey, I've got a, I know I've been in contact with Assange or whatever it was. He said, I've got information from WikiLeaks that they're going to dump a bunch of information by such and such a date. And Roger goes public with the information that WikiLeaks is going to do it. So they're coming after Roger as he puts that out to show that he's telling the truth and that Randy Critico is lying about having said that. He says, hey, I've got the text messages here. It goes public with it. So then Mueller's response is to say, you're intimidating a witness. You're intimidating a witness who's going to lie for us. Now stop it. You're not supposed to tell the truth and intimidate this guy. So we're going to talk to Roger about that coming up in the next segment. I want to finish up with what's going on with the post office and talk about the false alarmism of climate change. We have just had an interesting expose of how these guys roll and their appeal to authority. So I want you to question authority. I want you to question science. You're not doing science if you're not skeptical. You should always be skeptical. And so this is an example of how to do real science. It's called real skepticism. But before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the products we have at InfoWars Store. We have a blowout special on Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver, 67% off plus free shipping. As a matter of fact, we have free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have 57% off of Supermail Vitality and 50% off BrainForce Plus and Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine. We have an unprecedented discount on the large gravity feed Alexa Pure Pro. It's now $123 off, just $127. And finally, we have an exclusive for listeners of this program. You can save $10 off the new InfoWars Hexagon Polo. Just enter the code REALNEWS at checkout to save $10 off of that golf shirt with the embroidered hexagon logo from InfoWars. I think it's embroidered. That is embroidered, I think. Anyway, you can save $10 off that with the code REALNEWS at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate and need your support, folks. And so does the post office, because they've been losing money for 12 years. Even though CBS runs with that headline, and then they troll President Trump saying he has asserted without evidence that the Postal Service is, quote, losing a fortune. Well, let me define what losing a fortune is. Losing a fortune is, as CBS says, prior to that, prior to trolling Trump, losing a fortune is losing $4 billion this year when you lost $3 billion the year before, in spite of the fact that you had a 7% increase on this other stuff. Now they've got a 10% increase on first-class stamps. As Reuters puts it, U.S. Postal Service losses triple, even as package deliveries rise. Well, that might be because they're losing money as they ship the stuff to Amazon. Remember when that story came out back in April? And guess what? It was debunked by the Washington Post, that's owned by Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. So the Amazon Post, or the Bezos blog, however you want to look at this, says, is the post office making or losing money delivering Amazon packages? And I go, well, it's complicated. Yeah, it's this private-public thing, and blah, blah, blah. So they try to defend that. Folks, you know, it doesn't take a genius to say that if the Postal Service has lost money for the last 12 years in a row, if it is subsidizing packages to Amazon, if its basic profitability is predicated on a monopoly on snail mail, and nobody is using snail mail anymore, that there's a real problem here, that they are losing a fortune. That's what President Trump said. And so even though these people talk about all this stuff in this article, they still troll President Trump on that. It's absolutely amazing to me how dishonest CBS and CNN and Fox and all these people are when they talk about these issues. Just use it for political purposes. They don't have a business model. They have subsidized their package deliveries with their first-class monopoly, and nobody's using that service. And so it doesn't really matter if they increase the price of first-class postage from 50 to 55 cents per letter. Nobody's doing that anymore. And with all this happening, and with a postal service that can't make money, and a Pentagon that has spent, the newest report coming out from Brown University, they have an organization there that's just done a study to look and see what the war on terror has cost us, and as military spending and other spending here domestically, $6 trillion on that. But, of course, there's $21 trillion that's gone missing from the Pentagon. They don't know where it is. I mean, you know, the $6 trillion ought to be enough to alarm you. Our national debt is $21 trillion. And they've lost that amount of money at the Pentagon. And so now you've got the Democrats coming out and saying, we need Medicare for all. No problem. We'll just, we'll give. And as they're putting this out here, the DNC's CEO, Seema Nanda, says, I don't know how to pay for it. Why would they care? Why would Seema care? It doesn't matter, right? $30 trillion is what it's going to cost. But, you know, hey, $21 trillion just went missing from the Pentagon. In addition to the $6 trillion spent on the war on terror and all these other wars, they just lost $21 trillion. So we can lose $30 trillion, no problem. You know, it's only about the market capitalization of the entire stock market, $30 trillion, that they want to pour into Medicare. They don't know where they're going to get it. Maybe they'll confiscate all the stocks from all the companies off the New York Stock Exchange. Maybe that'll pay for it. Might have to get NASDAQ, too. Maybe they could do it with that. Don't worry about that. I think it is fitting, as we look at this, that tomorrow is the 40th anniversary of the Jim Jones cult in Guyana. This guy, as you hear this report, he's very rarely identified as a leftist, but he was. He was. He was a leftist, and he got the social justice warriors of the day and the snowflakes of the day 40 years ago to follow him down to Guyana. And then he handed out the Kool-Aid to everybody. And, folks, that's what the Democrats are doing with this Medicare for all. It is really Kool-Aid for all. That's really what they're going to hand out to everybody. Oh, drink the Kool-Aid. $30 trillion? I don't know where that's coming from. Here, have another bottle of Kool-Aid here, because we don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about your health care. You don't have to worry about the government that can't deliver mail is now going to deliver your health care. They can't run anything responsibly, reasonably. We got the military. 5,000 troops go to the border. They forgot to put the stuff up there at Tijuana. So you see pictures of people climbing over the wall yesterday. Forgot about that. Oh, let's send somebody out there to do it today. Absolute total incompetence, no matter what they do. Let's talk about climate change. Again, as President Trump got out of the Climate Accord, everybody was freaked out. The world is going to die here, right? Well, the co-author of a widely cited global warming study has now confessed he did make a major math error that was uncovered 6 days after they published it, October the 31st. This was UC San Diego Scripps Institute of Oceanography and Princeton University. They published it in the journal Nature. The findings of the paper were peer-reviewed and published in the world's premier scientific journal, were given wide coverage in the English-speaking media, but the guy who found it is just an individual. He doesn't have any big credentials, fancy names or anything, but he did a sanity check on it. He said, this is crazy.
And when he actually did the math, they'd overstated it by 60%. 60%. That's why you don't believe what they say, even if it's coming from reputable people.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromide, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. I didn't even know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super Male and Super Female Vitality is incredibly high-quality, cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
One further note on this unanimous consent request that has just failed today. Senator Coons and I are prepared to make it again and again until there is a vote on this vital bipartisan legislation on the Senate floor. And I have informed the majority leader that I will not vote to advance any of the 21 judicial nominees pending in the Judiciary Committee or vote to confirm the 32 judges awaiting confirmation on the Senate floor until S-2644 is brought to the full Senate for a vote.
All right, there you go. That was the flake. Very upset about the fact that Mitch McConnell blocked a vote on his effort. I guess we could call the effort that Flake was putting out there, I guess we could call that the Mueller Lifetime Employment Act. You know, he's part of the Washington bureaucracy. They should have lifetime employment, right? Especially Bob Mueller when he's doing the work of the Democrat gods, you know, the demigods, I guess we could call them, demagogues. Joining us now is Roger Stone. I wanted to talk to Roger because I saw two articles yesterday that just were amazing, back to back. First, Roger releases the back and forth text messages between he and Randy Credico, a radio host at the time, that validated that Roger Stone was telling the truth and Randy Credico was not. And then immediately after that, you see the headline from the Wall Street Journal saying that the Mueller investigation is going to probe possible witness intimidation by Roger Stone. Why? Because he pointed out that their witness is a liar? That's intimidating to their witness. Thanks for joining us, Roger. I was absolutely amazed to see those reports.
Yeah, look, I have to point out, Shelby Holliday of the Wall Street Journal is the single most dishonest.
Well, we're breaking up on there. We got Roger on the phone, and we got a really bad phone connection there. Roger, can you say something? Are you still there? Yeah, we're going to have to try to reestablish contact with you, Roger. All right, we're gonna try to hang up and reestablish contact, see if we can't get Roger there. But it is absolutely amazing. I'll tell you what was in the text here, and the transcripts were released by this, and everybody was reporting, NBC and other people were reporting it. But then, of course, Wall Street Journal takes side of Mueller. Don't intimidate this guy by telling the truth. We got this lying witness here, and we don't want him intimidated. But here's what was released in the transcripts. So Randy Credico sends a text message to Roger Stone. It says, "Big news Wednesday." And he wrote that on October the 1st, 2016. He said, "Now pretend you don't know me. Big news, now pretend you don't know me." Roger replies, "You died 5 years ago." He said, "Great. Hillary's campaign will die this week." That's what he had to say. And now we got Roger back. Roger, can you hear me?
Yes, indeed. Is that better?
Oh, good. We got a good connection this time. Go ahead. Your comments.
Well, first of all, Shelby Holliday of the Wall Street Journal is the single most duplicitous, dishonest non-journalist working in media today. She has systematically omitted from her reporting any exculpatory information. I said from the beginning that after Julian Assange said on CNN in June of 2016 that Randy Credico, a New York-based radio talk show host who was close to a woman attorney who worked for WikiLeaks, gave me the tip that whatever it was that Assange had was incendiary and would be released in October. I said that under oath to the House Intelligence Committee. Mr. Credico went in front of the grand jury and denied that that was true, which means, based on the text that I released yesterday proving that what I said was accurate, he perjured himself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I also encouraged David Lugo, who is a filmmaker who had come to Austin to interview Alex Jones for a terrific new movie he's made called Sensational about internet censorship. I had encouraged Lugo to write an op-ed piece which accurately reflected the truth, which was that Credico, who introduced me to Lugo, had told David Lugo to his face and in a text message that he was indeed my source for that tip. Let me stress, Credico never told me the source or content of the material, only that it was explosive, only that it would, quote, end Hillary's campaign. That all turned out to be accurate. So I'm not sure how you intimidate someone to tell the truth. I admit that I was very angry at Randy Credico for his unwillingness to tell the truth, not for his unwillingness to lie, but his unwillingness to speak truthfully. We had a very nasty and vituperative exchange, equally vicious on both sides, I might add. This is a guy who was a friend of mine for 20 years, and our back and forth reads like a vaudeville routine, a rather bawdy one, I might add. But to say that I intimidated him to what? To do what? Tell the truth? That's a stretch.
Yeah, and that illustrates, I think, the danger of all this, because with the history of Bob Mueller and things that he's done in Boston surrounding Whitey Bulger, that had four people that were framed by the FBI, agents that were involved there running Whitey Bulger's witness protection stuff, or actually his informant program. He wasn't witness protection, but running him as an informant. Some of them eventually went to jail, but they also framed four innocent people to protect Whitey Bulger before that happened. And Bob Mueller sent them to jail. And the people in Boston paid millions of dollars for that. And that's not the only person that's been framed and sent to jail by Bob Mueller. So when you have that kind of a history, that puts a lot of pressure on people. I'm sure that Randy Credico is feeling that kind of pressure. We got Jerome Corsi saying that Mueller is even asking him questions about Nigel Farage. I mean, this is insane that this continues to go on and on and on. This really is the ever-ready bunny of investigations. And you got Jeff Flake saying, oh, we're going to make sure that it goes on forever.
Well, I mean, where's the Russian collusion?
Yeah.
Where's the WikiLeaks collaboration? Where is the evidence of proof that I received anything whatsoever from WikiLeaks or Julian Assange or Guccifer 2.0 or Jerry Corsi or Santa Claus, for that matter, including allegedly stolen or hacked emails? It simply doesn't exist. So now perhaps Mr. Mueller seeks to frame me for some ridiculous process crime. If he brings such an action, I will plead not guilty, and I will prove that they are the criminals, that they are the ones who have acted illegally. I'm going to have to count on thousands of InfoWarriors to support me financially through StoneDefenseFund.com, StoneDefenseFund.com, because, David, this is bankrupting me.
This threatens
to destroy my family financially,
yeah.
And that's part of their strategy.
That's right. They did
with General Flynn, wear you down financially so you ultimately plead guilty to some minor crime that you didn't really commit. I have no intention of doing that. The facts are on my side. Yet I see CNN last night saying, Stone is flailing desperately. No, I'm not flailing desperately. I just proved to the entire world that everything I said under oath before the House Intelligence Committee is true.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we look at this, and we go back to the special prosecutor law that they put in and then let expire because they saw that it had been used to go after individuals and not after a crime. You know, they went after Richard Nixon, then they went after Bill Clinton, and then after those two things happened, both parties said, you know what, let's get rid of this special prosecutor law. Let's allow it to die in the sunset clause. But as part of that, when they did have a legal process for that, they would appoint the attorney general would appoint three independent judges. They, in turn, would appoint a special prosecutor, and then he would report back to them on a regular basis. As you pointed out, they've been running this thing for, what, a year and a half? And we haven't seen any, you know, where is the evidence that this needs to continue to go? Because we haven't seen any evidence that there was any collusion with Russia, and yet they want it to continue to go on and on. We understand what that's about. And I want to talk to you when we come back about your take about Matt Whitaker, because he said it's a bright line. They can't expand this to go into finances of other people. I think that's a key thing. We need to have a progress report given to Matt Whitaker.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all-new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all-new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, With an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pal-Darco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Roger Stone. I have one more question. I wanted to ask Roger about the investigation, and then I want to get on to the election count in Florida, because Roger Stone has been there before. And so I want to talk about Palm Beach deja vu with Roger Stone in just a moment. But as we were going to break, I was talking about the fact that Jerome Corsi, who's been questioned extensively by Mueller, for what reason, I don't know. I mean, he's just a reporter, again, just like Roger was reporting this information. It was given to him by Randy Credico, and he's being attacked by the Wall Street Journal, pretending that, oh, he intimidated a witness by telling the truth? And I mean, that's not intimidation. Nevertheless, Corsi was saying that they were asking questions about Nigel Farage and Ted Malik. Now, when I look at that, that really confirms what we've, I think, know about this, that this really is a bipartisan or nonpartisan, if you will, effort by the globalist to come after anybody that criticizes or is a threat to the globalist. That would be Trump. That would be Nigel Farage. That would be Ted Malik, who said, yeah, we've seen the dissolution of the Soviet Empire. We're going to see the dissolution of another empire in Europe as well. They don't like that. They would like to get these guys. They like to set them up, try to get them in a process crime. I think that really is motivation here. And as Corsi said that to The Guardian, he said, well, I'm not really going to go into any detail because I respect the special counsel and the legal process. Well, I don't respect this process. I don't respect this special counsel. I think this thing is rigged. Roger, I want to ask you a quick question. You know, we had all these calls saying that Matt Whitaker needs to recuse himself, and yet Tyler Nixon, as he was being questioned, he said there's a conflict of interest within the Mueller investigative team. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, this is really extraordinary. The woman attorney who essentially heads the Get Stone task force inside Robert Mueller's operation is a woman named Jeannie Rhee. Jeannie Rhee represented the Clinton Foundation, represented as a private attorney, represented Hillary Clinton in the matter of the illegal email server and missing emails, represented Ben Rhodes, national security advisor to Barack Obama, the man I believe ordered the illegal surveillance of yours truly in 2016, gave $5,400 to Hillary Clinton's campaign committee. So let me get this straight. Matthew Whitaker should recuse himself from his duties as acting attorney general in the oversight of Robert Mueller, but it's perfectly all right for Hillary Clinton's personal attack dog to head the inquisition into Roger Stone.
Yeah.
Believe me, should they move on me with some bogus charges, we would move to conflict her out immediately. And we would organize marches in Washington against this abuse of power. The arrogance of the establishment is outrageous.
That's right. Yes, the establishment, especially the Democrats.
The other prosecutor involved in my case is a man named Aaron Zelinsky. Mr. Zelinsky was the deputy U.S. attorney under Rod Rosenstein in Baltimore. By regulation, Mr. Rosenstein cannot make recommendations for personnel in the supposedly independent special counsel. But we have a judge quoted in the Baltimore Sun as saying, oh, yeah, Rod put in the good word for him. Hey, judge, get ready to talk under oath about that because you're going to. No, the establishment lack of adherence to the rules is outrageous. Rules and laws are only for Trump supporters, and regulations are only applicable to those who are Republicans or support Donald Trump. This is a lawless group of people actively working to run out the clock on the statute of limitations on Uranium One, the largest treasonous crime in American history, a crime in which Bill and Hillary and Barack Obama and, yes, Mr. Mueller himself are enmeshed. By the way, there is no statute of limitations on treason.
That's right. Do you think anything is going to change with Matt Whitaker? I look at the things that Matt Whitaker said when he was running for Senate in Iowa, and he is spot on. I mean, he really understands how the judiciary has assumed power, usurped power, and how the federal government has usurped power away from the states. And he also talks about the fact that there is a bright line around what this special prosecutor could do. He's got a crime that he is allegedly investigating, and that cannot expand. Now, he's going to be the one who's going to run this as long as he stays there. The Democrats are trying to make some moves to get him out, but I don't think they're going to have any success with that. I mean, they've got a judge that is an Obama judge that they want to say, I want you to decide who the real attorney general is, maintaining that President Trump couldn't appoint whoever he wanted. We saw that again with the Consumer Financial Protection Board. They tried to say that Trump couldn't appoint somebody there when the guy who was head of that left. The number two said, no, that's my job. I get that job now. That doesn't work that way.
Well, so Matt Whitaker has the authority today through Donald Trump to end this witch hunt. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, he should do so. I cannot predict what he will do. But the idea that they're going to try to get this in front of a judge, if you want Donald Trump to call out the army, that's probably the best way to do it. Act outside the law, and you're going to challenge the chief executive who has awesome powers. The abuses of the process are outrageous. I think it's only a matter of time before Whitaker acts, but that's just an opinion.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, you know, this conflict of interest that Tyler Nixon pointed out, that is something that is not as visible as Rod Rosenstein. I mean, Rod Rosenstein's conflict of interest is absolutely amazing. This is a guy who should be answering questions as part of this.
Well, first of all, why has Mr. Mueller's conflict sheet never been made public to the American people? Why are they hiding that?
That's right.
And then there's the question of Rosenstein and Trump. Let me back up. Mueller's appointment is allegedly constitutional because he has the oversight of an elected official, Trump, and at that time, an appointed official by an elected official, Rosenstein. But both Trump and Rosenstein are subjects of the Mueller investigation and thus conflicted. That court, that case has not been brought to the courts yet. My guess is that it will be.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting. So what happens with that? And it's going to be interesting to see what happens down in Florida. And you've been there before. I mean, you were there with the recount that was happening in 2000. You're in Florida. I don't know. How close to that are you reporting from
literally
that?
Literally, I'm a half mile away from where that is going on. What's outrageous here is that I warned Governor Rick Scott 4 months ago that there was a long record of corruption and voter fraud at the hands of Brenda Snipes. She cheated a guy named Tim Canova, a progressive Democratic candidate for Congress, 2 years ago. His name did not appear on certain ballots. She refused to give him the totals of early voting, absentee voting, election day voting. He sued. He won the lawsuit. It was ruled in court that she violated state and federal law, and a recount was ordered by the court, only to find that during the lawsuit, Brenda Snipes had destroyed all the ballots, so there could be no recount. Her response, oops, it was a mistake. Rick Scott should have had her arrested that day, but he did nothing.
Yeah.
Now, in our recent congressional primary against Deborah Wasserman Schultz, two strong Republican candidates and a perennial candidate running, the exact same act. Refused to disclose the results of early voting. Refused to disclose the results of absentee voting. Refused to give the results of election day voting. Would provide only a grand total. And then when asked for the information that the candidates are entitled to under the state's Florida Sunshine Law, were told, and I quote, you can kiss my...
That's
the arrogance of this criminal. My guess, Governor Ron DeSantis will fire her, as he has the authority to do, within 10 seconds of his taking the oath of office.
But what do you think is going to happen? Are they going to be able to steal either the Senate race or the gubernatorial race?
I think it will be difficult to steal the governor's race because I think former Congressman DeSantis is leading by about 30,000 votes, and that would be difficult for her to steal. Rick Scott is in the danger zone because I think his margin is closer to 15,000. And she refuses to this day to either have observers from the Republican Party in the recount, violation of the law. She continues to count votes that have been disallowed by the election board, another violation of the law. And we have no idea how many votes she intends to manufacture. They're still counting.
And you got a deadline tomorrow.
There's a total lack of transparency.
You got a deadline tomorrow, Thursday, and Nelson is saying, I want that deadline extended. She says, we've never missed a deadline. Yeah, you think she's got enough that she's stuffed into the ballot box, that she's confident to let this out tomorrow?
It's a poker game, David. We just don't know until she shows her hand.
Well, we'll find out tomorrow. It's going to be interesting. Thank you for joining us, Roger Stone.
Great to be with you.
And that's it for our program. Thank you for listening.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.